The Old Florida Celebration of the Arts will be happening this weekend in Cedar Key.
It's the beauty of this natural environment of Old Florida that inspires many of the artists that you'll see at the Old Florida Celebration of the Arts.
What is this festival, and what is the mystique around Old Florida culture? It's Monday, April 1st. I'm Ben Crosby, and this is The Point from WUFT News. I spoke with Beverly Ringenberg, coordinator of the festival, about what happens at the Old Florida Celebration of the Arts and what the spirit of the event is. So can you just give an overview of the history of this event?
The Spring Arts Festival in Cedar Key started 60 years ago in 1964. And it became quite a thing. It got so big in the 70s that the town ended up wondering if it should have it because we're kind of a small town. And since then, it has continued to develop and change over the years and been a fine arts festival at some point and sometimes as a crafts festival. But in 2006, there was a decision by the city to try to return to the juried fine arts festival, which is what makes our festival pretty special. What that means is artists actually apply, and then we have a jury of other artists specific to their medium that look at the applications and pick what we feel are the top as far as quality, craftsmanship, as far as creativity, and try to get a nice balance of mediums so that when people come to this show, they're seeing high quality creative artwork from the painting to woodworking and jewelry, glass, fiber, metal, ceramics, photography. So that's our goal anyway, to have a really nice show with good top work in multiple mediums. We could be bigger, but we choose to keep the number of artists to 100. The reason for that is we really are looking for visitors who are interested in the art and can want to engage with the artists, want to watch artist demonstrations, and appreciate just looking at the art. They don't even have to buy stuff. It can just be that they happen to really like looking at different types of art, what the creative mind can do.
What's the reputation that this festival has?
Over the last 10 years, the Old Florida Celebration of the Arts has been recognized as one of the top small-town art festivals in America. It's been awarded that designation 5 times. It's also been recognized by artists as one of the what Sunshine Artists Survey is called the Best 200. And that's based on their sales, that they have an art-interested, art-buying population that comes to Cedar Key. Adding to the reputation of the artists is the community, which we could not do this festival without. We have volunteers. It's all done by volunteers. There's no paid coordinator. And the purpose that, and because of that, we have these volunteers that are just, I mean, I think they're friendly. they're helpful, and they make it work. And many of the nonprofit organizations in town sell food, both seafood, homemade goodies, and other fun things to eat at festivals in City Park to make money for their organizations. So it's a real community effort to help the nonprofits as well as share art. The Arts Center obviously benefits from the festival as well because it is the coordinating sponsor and it's one of our primary fundraisers for the Arts Center in Cedar Key.
So this is the 60-year anniversary of this festival. Is there anything special happening to commemorate that?
To celebrate the 60th anniversary of the festival, in the smaller gallery we have an exhibit celebrating the 60th anniversary. So pictures from the past, pictures from the first 10 years after we went to a juried show to the ones that have been here in the last 10 years. Yeah, if people like to see a little bit of festival history, come on up to the Art Center, to the Members Gallery is where that exhibit is.
What would you say is the value overall of preserving and honoring the Old Florida culture?
Those of us who like Cedar Key, which is almost everybody that lives here, I guess probably everybody that lives here, really feel strongly about doing exactly what you said, preserving what's left of what old Florida. Now, this is not ancient history Florida, but definitely the older Florida, where before it became more developed, is like. And I think when people come here or choose to come here, like to the festival, they are pleasantly surprised if they've never been here before, that there is this little oasis of beauty and undevelopment, and sometimes I guess even purposely not developed things. Not for everybody, but it's for a lot of us who really like this kind of quiet and low-key environment. We feel like in Cedar Key that it's been a sort of a haven for artists well before my time, going back at least a century, if not more. And it's the beauty of this natural environment of Old Florida that inspires many of the artists that you'll see at the Old Florida Celebration of the Arts.
That was Beverly Ringenberg, event coordinator of the Old Florida Celebration of the Arts, talking about the history and spirit of the festival and what attendees can expect there this weekend. Now for today's top headlines from around the state. The Gainesville Police Department has released body cam footage of a canine attack on a homeless woman. As WUFT reports, the unit mistakenly apprehended the woman, who was innocent, while searching for a domestic violence suspect who was a multiple-time violent felony offender. The Florida Supreme Court is likely to issue rulings today on whether or not proposed constitutional amendments will appear on the ballot in November. As the News Service of Florida reports, these proposed amendments include one that would guarantee abortion rights and one that would allow recreational marijuana. Alligator mating season is coming up, with the courtship phase usually starting in early April. As News for Jax reports, the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission says that almost half of all gator attacks in Florida happen during the mating season. Subscribe to The Point newsletter, which drops the latest Florida stories into your inbox every weekday morning at 8 a.m. Visit WUFT.org to subscribe and to view our most recent issues. I'm Ben Crosby, and you have been listening to The Point from WUFT News out of the University of Florida College of Journalism and Communications. Have a great Monday.